a short message from Eastern France. We are here in a special time of ministry. We're in a region, Bourgogne-Franche-Comté. It's 2.5 hours east of Paris. And some practical matters, you know, France is only 1% Christian approximately, which is just tragic. 1% followers of Jesus Christ. And let's always remember, the only way people can get saved is through the anointing. That which quickens is the Spirit, as I said in a previous message. And we all know the verse, or many of us know, in Isaiah, the yoke was destroyed because of the anointing oil. And that applies to us in our personal walk with Jesus as well as with ministry. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. The presence of God. The glorious presence. And let's also remember, Jesus said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest. Jesus did not say, you know, pray for the lost, that they'll be saved. That's surprising. That's kind of a shocking to some people. Jesus said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers to his harvest. The Lord of the harvest, of course, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father. Laborers into the harvest who have the anointing, that's when people can get saved. So this simple message I want to focus, as I want to in every message, focus on the glorious presence of Jesus Christ, which, and he of course is the answer, what we were born to do, what he created us to do, fellowship with him, in that process to know him, to know him every day, and to eventually the normal progression is that we end up fellowshipping with him on the earth. It's available on the earth. Every follower of Jesus who dies physically in the natural goes to heaven and fellowships with him forever. Amen. It's that simple. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. The presence of God's available to us. It's unspeakable. Priceless. Unspeakable. Cannot be put into words. And yet, here in this country, 99% of people don't even, they're not even saved. They cannot even understand this. They have no comprehension of this. They would say somebody's foolish or crazy or whatever. Tragic. They're doing thousands of things, tens of thousands of things to meet their needs, to find fulfillment. We as followers of Jesus, we're doing thousands of things. We have thousands of options every day of what we can be doing. And we think that we're doing the right thing sometimes by studying the Bible, being involved in some type of practical ministry, which all those things are great. But our whole focus really should be on seeking him, knowing him. Seeking the kingdom of God. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. So some people interpret that. They think, oh, well, I'm going to just do the work of God. I'm going to be a missionary. I'm going to be in ministry. Let's just do this. And they're trying. At least they're trying. But really, it's about knowing Him. That's what eternal life is. Knowing Him. And so here's in 1 minute, I want to give you the whole key, which I want to try to, you know, these messages are simple because it's all simple. But in this next 1 minute, I want to give the key. If you just listen to this 1 minute or 30 seconds, the whole key is knowing Him. The whole key to everything, to this infinite, eternal quest of knowing God, of living forever, of making it to heaven, of receiving all the things He wants us to receive on the earth, doing ministry. We all want to have a worldwide ministry that reaches millions, don't we? Well, that's unrealistic. We want to shake the world. We want to impact the world. We want to do all of this. The whole answer is knowing Him. Isn't that glorious? So if someone wants to do, if somebody, a follower of Jesus, whatever they want to do, the answer is knowing Him. Whatever they want to receive, whatever they need, whatever they desire that's truly a desire from God, all of this, the whole answer is knowing Him. That's the whole answer. That's eternal life. That's what people will do in heaven forever. Literally just knowing Him. When someone has that, they have everything. And so here's another answer. How do we enter the kingdom? Know Him. Just know Him. When we know Him, we're in the kingdom. And we just continue in that relationship. How do we work the works of God? They asked Jesus. He said, this is the work of God, that you rely on Him. That you rely on Him, that you believe on Him, that you... That's when you rely on someone, you're relying on your Father. You're relying on someone. It's about knowing Him. You know, the most famous verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes on Him, relies on Him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The same Greek word is eternal life, everlasting life, are the same Greek words. Can be translated either way. Eternal life. And He defined it later. This is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. That they may know You, the only true God. And at another point in Luke, Jesus said, in the age to come, eternal life. So the age to come, this is new information that I had not seen before. The age to come, the next age is literally called eternal life, which is knowing Him. Like when we know Him on the earth, We're essentially in the new age, the final age, the age to come, the kingdom of God, priceless, eternal, the answer, what we were born to do, what He created us to do. Amen. Amen. Priceless. The greatest privilege a human could ever have. Amen.